Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. If it's Friday, it's that time again. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend of me, Tarek Brock, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Here's truly Mark Mancini producing, playing a little co-host with him in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, more of him, less of me. The threes, Tarek, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And man, oh man, the break must have came nice for you.
Man, good morning, man. Doing well. Looking forward to starting the second half of the season. Didn't do much documenting over the All-Star break, but I will hear soon. Like, you can catch me on Twitter at TARRIKSR, Instagram TARRIKBROCKSR, and Facebook just first and last name. So man, just doing well. Like, just ready to start the second half.
Well, I'll tell you, before we get in the second half, I just sat there and I couldn't help but keep my eyes glued to the Major League Baseball draft and picking a guy like Skeens. I said to myself, this is a kid that fits the city. I guess that's what ball clubs do now. They go after kids that kind of fit the city. Dylan Crews, a great talent and everything, but I just thought Skeens might have fit the city better. A little more grit and nothing to take away from any of the other guys, but man, oh my, two number one picks in 3 years. Henry Davis is here. Skeens can be there pretty quick himself.
Yeah, I mean, our pitching guys were ecstatic to get him, and so are we to just have, you know, an electric arm, you know, big presence like that, you know, in our organization. So, you know, we're very happy. You know, to have him, you know, a guy that can come in and you know, flip your organization upside down in a really good way. And so we're just looking forward to, you know, getting him signed and getting him in, you know, the organization and just allowing him to, you know, move and grow. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing him up here at the Major League level as soon as possible.
You know, what people don't understand, Tarek, is, you know, baseball is pretty much the hardest sport. And, you know, I never want to disrespect doctors or lawyers or anything like that, but to make it in Major League Baseball for more than a cup of coffee is just extraordinary in so many ways. But the other thing that's different about this sport, too, is different from the other three, football, basketball, and hockey, is you got to develop yourself at an early age, and there is no minor leagues in these other sports pretty much. There is in baseball, and you got to go through the high school, the colleges, the single A, the double A, the triple A, and then to get into Major League Baseball, you know you've earned your stripes. Any thought to that where these kids come out of school? And it's pretty remarkable going through the whole system.
You know, it is. It's a journey like no other, you know, like you said, in the other sports, you know, guys, you know, get drafted and they're with that team, you know, right away, you know, football, you know, basketball. I knew basketball, you know, does have the G League and stuff like that. But as you go through the levels, you know, through the minor leagues, I mean, it gets in intense, you know, because, you know, you start out in rookie ball and then working your way up to low A, high A, double A, triple A. You know, going from there. And then sometimes, you know, when a guy's rolling, you know, really good and, you know, maybe come out of college and may skip a level, you know, and go from there. But it is something that, you know, they get tested. And then when you get up here, you get tested again as our young guys, you know, that, you know, were drafted the last couple of years, you know, have found out. And it should be that college guys should move a little bit quicker, you know, than high school guys, you know, through a system.
Well, and not only that, when you look at the draft, there was some high school guys that got drafted in this. The first thing I'm thinking is I'm going after a college guy because I don't know what the schedule was in high school. I didn't know the teams they played, but I know the development more in college. You're getting some of those guys that have been through the rigors, case in point with Skeens and Cruz, the SEC and stuff like that. And I think they have a little bit more of an advantage where I think the high school could be a little unknown. Is that an accurate fact in some ways?
I mean, yes. I know there's some leagues like out there in California where the competition, you know, is pretty good. And it's more, you know, with the private schools, as you have the, you know, the Notre Dames, the Crestvies, the Harvard Westlake that just, you know, just had arms, you know. But when you get into college, you know, those guys are facing some pretty good arms and some, you know, pretty stiff competition and playing, you know, multiple, you know, games per week where you get to see them tested. And then, you know, you have some leagues or, you know, in college, like you said, the SEC, where it's just really good competition. And, you know, that's what you're facing quite a bit. So I would say that one, you know, drafting a college player, definitely get more games in than you do with the high school kids because, you know, there are certain limitations, you know, certain amount of games that they can play, when they can play and things like that. So you do get a better read. And then plus, I just think that the competition, you know, should be stiffer at the college level than at high school.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be something. Talking about the All-Star break, I mean, I can remember when it was like a day you had and time to get back and open up the season pretty much right after the All-Star break. Now they've given you a little more off days. How was it? You left Arizona Sunday after the D-back game, came back home to L.A. and spent a few days with the family, the wife, kind of relaxed, rest, watched the All-Star, and then you're back in Pittsburgh for six, and then you're right back out to California and Anaheim and San Diego next week.
Yes. I mean, if you want to know, the theme of the All-Star break for me was sleep. I mean, you don't realize how tired you are, you know, and then when you get home and you get to turn your mind off a little bit and realize you don't have to turn on the computer, you know, there's nothing that you have to watch or do anything work-related, and then your body just goes, okay, I'm just going to just relax a little bit, and before you know it, like, you're just asleep. I think the first day, you know, talking with all the other guys on the coaching staff, they was like, man, I slept a ton. Plus, we were on the, you know, on the West Coast for a while, so when those guys got back here, it was pretty intense. But I had, you know, 3 days, you know, one for, you know, my youngest son, one for my oldest son, and one for my wife. And then yesterday, you know, getting in before we had a workout, that was for me, and I pretty much slept most of the day again. You know, just to get ready to start the second half of the season all.
Yeah, and it was nice to see Diaz, the former Pirate, recapture the magic and the All-Star game and stop the skid. It was amazing that, you know, there was years where the National League just dominated the American League, then the American League for a decade ended up beating the National League. But, man, oh, man, that was nice to see the National League win it in Seattle. Beautiful setting there in Seattle. Never been up there. You guys were up there recently to play the Mariners, but, boy, the festivities and everything were great, and I can't wait for next year when the Texas Rangers will have the All-Star break and everything.
Yeah, it looked really good up there. You know, Seattle, you know, put on a really good show, and, you know, also, you know, having the draft up there, which was really good, the Futures game. It was a really good, you know, weekend for, you know, for baseball. And so it just gets you excited. It gives the, you know, the game a boost that it needs going into it. You know, Diaz, you know, with one swing, you know, puts the National League back up. I bet you, you know, whoever put him down for MVP before the All-Star game won a pretty good penny on the return right there. But it just lets you know that, you know, at any moment, you know, one swing, you know, can turn around, and all of a sudden you can have a guy like Diaz who was the stars of All-Stars. So, you know, that was really good. Happy for him.
Yeah, were you surprised at the home run derby, but the Guerrero joining his dad winning that? And, you know, the kid from Baltimore, Rushman, I thought he was going to give it a shot, but, you know, he had a first round where he was kind of locked in with it. Kind of tough to get out of the first round when you're up against that kind of competition.
I'm not surprised with, you know, with Vladdy Jr. I get to see him a lot in spring training and got to saw, you know, see him this year when they came to town, which is really good. On that one, man, like you get a guy that gets, you know, on a roll and gets the roll and, you know, anything can happen. And then also too, the stamina that it takes to just keep, you know, launching balls out the yard, you know, consistently in that short, you know, period of time. You know, guys can get winded after having a really big round. So being able to pace yourself, win by one, just to keep moving on is a really cool thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, the City Connect getting broken out again today, Friday night in Pittsburgh, probably the fireworks. Apple TV has you guys on there again. You're starting the second half, and here comes the run to take in – the Reds and the Brewers and the Cubs ahead of you, try to get them out of the equation. But this is going to be good now, the second half, starting at six-game homestand. What are you looking for in the Giants? You took 2 out of 3 in San Francisco, and then you see Cleveland for the first time this year.
Yeah, like I was talking to, you know, one of the guys today, like we're two, you know, winning streaks away from really closing the gap and being, you know, in the super mix as far as, you know, our division. So it's good, you know, looking for this homestand. You know, we're looking for at least 4-2, 5-1, you know, to start out. The Giants is a team that, you know, we played well, but in the past had a tough time as far as finishing. We did have a good, you know, 3-game set there in San Francisco. So the one thing about the second half is everybody is mustering up and starting to get the ball rolling again, and the team that gets off to a good start, you know, seems to get the ball rolling. So a team that was hot, you don't know what they're going to look like coming out of the break and vice versa. So for us, if we can mimic the start of the season again at the start of the second half, we'll be in really good shape. And then from there, just take all the lessons that, you know, we learned in the first half. You know, we were a team that got off really hot, then we, you know, had some challenges, and then we played somewhere in between that. So if we could just stay as close to where we started off and where we played in between, and then let the challenge areas, you know, stay below, we'll be in really good shape, you know, moving forward the second half of the season.
Yeah, and getting back to those City Connects, I remember years and years back in the 79 season when Stargell and the Bucks wore those all-black outfits playing in the artificial turf in St. Louis. It must have felt like 140. It's going to be 106 this weekend in L.A., but man, oh, man, and you guys wear those black ones, and yeah, imagine taking those things on the road in some of these cities.
Man, you know what? That definitely would be interesting. I know there's some teams that do have, you know, all black, the Reds and Baltimore, and so we're half of it. You know, just looking forward to, you know, putting that on because, you know, we were one of the last teams to unveil this year, so, you know, we missed a couple months of it. But, you know, they're really cool.
Yeah.
So now the guys have worn them a couple times. You know, you get a feel of if you want the pants up or the pants down. If you want to highlight the socks or not. So it's really cool and in a good way to start off the second half. So every home team that has City Connects will probably bust them out tonight. So it should be a really colorful night in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, and if you had those other hats from the 70s, you guys would have the Keystone Cop look going with the pinbill hats going with the yellow matching all that stuff with the all black. Oh, my gosh, that would be something. And with the backdrop of Pittsburgh, and oh, that would be heaven right there. Hey, as we wrap up the last one, I know we'll reconvene Monday as the Guardians come to town. LeBron coming back for his 21st year. This is going to get interesting now. The Lakers are going to try to load up. I think they're in better shape than they were last year at the start by signing a lot of their guys. We still don't know where Damian Lillard's going. And if Milwaukee can pick up another guy, man, I think the Bucks are going to have something to say about this whole thing, too. Any surprises, anything going on? Have you been keeping an eye, one eye, kind of like on the summer league and seeing how the new kid in San Antonio is doing?
You know what? I haven't seen much of the summer league yet. You know, not surprised, you know, that LeBron is coming back for another year. I mean, you know, they made it to the Western Conference Finals. But the West, there was a lot of reloading going on in the West. So you look at it as the Lakers reloaded too, you know, bringing that defensive core back, which is great. You know, adding, you know, some shooters, getting a kid from Miami should definitely, you know, help those guys out, you know, quite a bit. But, you know, Phoenix, man, you know, Bradley Beal added to the mix. And then you just never know. And then Draymond Green going back to the Warriors. And people are like, man, what? But, I mean, he could have went to Phoenix. You just never know. So, and then, like you said, the big domino of just trying to figure out where, you know, Dame time is going as well. So it's going to be really good. And then you got, a squad like the Bucks, you know, who had an early exit from the playoffs, you know, want to see what they're going to do. And then the other trade is like, and I don't know if this happened because I kind of unplugged, is to see, you know, what's going on with James Harden, because I know that there was supposed to be a trade there. So, you know, there's two big pieces out there to see where they go. I think Kyrie resigned with the Mavericks. Is that correct, or am I missing that?
I think you might be right. I don't know for sure, but I think you might be right.
Yeah, and if they could have, you know, one more person there. Yeah, they have another person there. That could be, you know, another, you know, formidable team in the Western Conference there. So it'll be a really cool, interesting season as things go along. But, again, seeing where those two key free agents land, you know, could definitely tip the scales, you know, one way or another.
Wow, I can't wait to touch bases with you Monday when Cleveland comes to town. And we'll also bring a new thing into this equation, and it'll give you the weekend to think about this one. If there was a wing challenge to eat wings, you got to give me your top three Pirates that would that you'd have your money on to win the wing contest. I've got three that I'm going to try. I've got three I'm going to throw in, so that'll give you time. But I got some sleepers in this thing too. So we'll get into that on Monday. I want to wish you the best. I know our other friend Alex Berg has got the Giants there too in town. So I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I got to play this both ways. Maybe we can hope for ties, but I'm pulling for the black and gold. I believe the black and gold. But let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my good friend.
Man, on Twitter, TARRIKSR. On Instagram, TARRIKBROCKSR. And on Facebook, just first and last name, TARRIKBROCK. Man, that'd be pretty good, man. I can't wait to see Alex and catch up with him again here in a couple hours when we get to the field. But until then, I'm just going to enjoy, a few more moments at home of the All-Star break, quote unquote, because when I hop in the car and head down 279, it is all work time.
Yeah, head through that Ford Pitt Tunnel and everything. I'll be battling the 106-degree heat out here on the West Coast. But I'll be thinking of you and keeping an eye on Apple TV tonight as the Giants and Bucks get on. That is Tarik Brock there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll be back Monday, same time, same channel. And we'll find out about the wing challenge and recap the Giants and preview the Guardians. Till then, have a blessed one. Thanks for tuning in and always making this a great thing, Mondays and Fridays.